being a podcaster and a podcast listener is the fact that you have to do just that. Listen, it kind of goes both ways. I have the privilege of having and sharing conversations with people who are doing amazing things and leading amazing lives, but it's also an opportunity for me to flex my listening muscle. Listening is one of those things that not many people do very well. It's like being in a conversation with someone and just waiting your turn to speak. So whatever they've said to you, you don't hear. I sometimes still do that, particularly if I have some exciting news that I'm just busting to share with someone, that I sometimes surpass what they're saying to me because I just can't wait to tell them. However, even when I do that, or when I have those moments where I'm busting to tell someone and I don't really listen to what they're saying because I can't wait to share my news, I always come back to checking in, and I value the power of conversation. After I moved here, I went to see a friend perform at a charity event. The premise of this charity event was multiple artists from all around New York City would just come together in a space, and the curator of this event would introduce two artists together. So, you know, one artist could be from the Bronx or one artist could be from Jersey, and they would come together and would have an hour to come up with a performance that they would perform in a month. So it was kind of like, it's kind of like improvisation, but, you know, a planned improvisation. The point of this situation, or why I'm bringing this up, is at the end of this event, the curator got on the microphone and she said something that has always kind of stuck with me since. She said that one of the reasons why she did that was to make the point of two people from completely different backgrounds who've never met each other before, have never spoken or interacted or shared a meal or anything before. They've come together and they've had a conversation. And it's through that conversation that they managed to create something. Now, this was an artistic collaboration, but the point of it is it takes one conversation, just one. And if you listen to each other, if you wholeheartedly listen without wanting to jump in, without wanting to get your point across, if you truly listen with not just open ears but an open heart as well, the potential to actually really hear someone, to really listen to someone, can have profound impact on your life. The Dalai Lama has an amazing quote. He says, "When you talk, you are already repeating what you already know, but if you listen, you may learn something new." I did a course a few years ago, and this particular course talked about already active listening, which is essentially saying that when you're having a conversation, you're actually not really listening at all. You have preconceived thoughts in your head that trigger you to hear things in a certain way. So, for example, one thing that I'll bring up is one of my family members used to say quite often, "Have you gone to see your mother?" Now, what I heard was, "You lazy person, what have you been doing all day? Why haven't you gone to see your mother?" But that's not actually what was said. What was asked and what was said was, "Have you gone to see your mother?" I merely injected my own meaning into those words, and I also heard something that wasn't what was being said. So it brings back to my point of listening, how crucial it is to change, how crucial it is to learning, and how important it is to develop empathy, which is such an important trait to navigate through life and to also form a really solid human connection. So I'm encouraging you today, as you're listening to my podcast, which I am so grateful for that you do, and as I'm whispering in your ear, I love doing that, I would encourage you to truly listen to someone when you have a conversation with them today and see what comes out of it. You may form a different perspective. You may learn something that you never thought before, or you may look at something that was already there in a completely different way. Listening is one of the most wonderful skills that you could have in life, and it's also one of the vehicles that can lead you to such a fulfilling and rewarding life. So today, my friends, listen, listen, and listen. Just like you're listening to me right now. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you.